church? Do I have any happy people this Sunday morning in the house? Why don't we stand? I'm just going to pray and try not to say the word invite because he's already here. Amen. But Jesus, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you that you've been moving before the doors were even open today. Lord, you've been moving before we even opened our eyes today. So, Lord, I pray that we would be invited into what you're doing already. Stir our hearts up, Jesus. Stir our hearts up right now. Let our mind and our heart, our spirit, just be focused on you today, Jesus. God, I thank you so much for every person in this place. I thank you so much, Lord, that you have a special touch from heaven right now. If you need a special touch right now, I just say, put your hand on your heart and just receive it. Receive your healing. Receive your blessing. Jesus, we thank you that you're healing today. We thank you, Lord, that you're here to touch your children, to touch your sons and daughters. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus, that although we may have had a bad day or a bad week or a bad month, that you're always still good. You're always still good. So I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love that you pour out. You don't ask for anything in return, but you're pouring out your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You just continue stepping into your presence today. We thank you that even when just a few gather, your presence is there. We thank you that even though a few gather, we still get to be a part of what you're doing in our city. I pray for other services that are happening right now. I just pray for churches all over the valley right now. Lord, that the Spirit of God would be in that place. We don't want to do this without you today, Jesus. Let your presence continue to fill this place today, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
We welcome the author. enthroned upon your children's praise. You're tearing down our barricades. As we sing, we welcome the healer in this place. We welcome the author of our faith. We welcome the God who makes a way. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. We welcome the healer in this place. We welcome the author.
We welcome the author.
Our hope is in
my favorite stories is about the woman with the issue of blood. And I'm reminded that she's reaching for Jesus, but there's a whole lot of people around him. And she welcomed him into her heart. She welcomed him, that as she touched him, his issue, his very essence poured into her. They all had the opportunity. She took it. This morning, I really want to encourage you, take it. Do something completely out of character for you. Worship, dance, kneel, get out of your seat, do something. Tap into the Spirit of God this morning. He is here. He is present. We all can. One of us may, but we all can tap into the presence of God and have the opportunity to worship Him like we have never worshiped before. Hallelujah.
Pour my oil out.
wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you.
Thank you. I just want. away my sin, nothing but the blood.
I keep hearing the word more. Does anybody else want more this morning? If you want more, I'm going to ask you to come and line up right here. We're going to pray for you. And I want it in a line because we're going to pull them up and pull them up and pull them up. I'm going to ask Vicki if you'll come down. I'm going to ask Nancy. We're going to pray for people. Anybody that wants prayer, anybody that wants more, just line up right behind Evie and we're going to pray for you. Evie, come forward a little bit. You want more. You want more. Say it to Jesus. Okay, ladies, let's pray. Thank you.
work in our hearts and work in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Several times that the Lord would just have his way, that his will would be done in this service. And I know we all have scripts in our minds and way that we think church needs to go. So many worship songs, announcements, and then the word. But we really want God to do what he wants to do, because it is just about us getting together and going through a program. I don't want that. I want it where he literally touches our hearts and touches our lives, just like he's doing up here. Probably those of you that was prayed for as you sat down, he's still working. The song says he never stops working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you go ahead quietly and just in this atmosphere, greet someone, welcome them, praise the Lord. Thank you for being open to the Lord touching you, Lil. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
say. Now I live to tell the story.
Jesus, check, check, check. All right. Happy people. Before I forget, we're gonna play a video here in a second for an event that's happening in like 2 weeks, right? But before I forget, I don't know if you guys have seen my shirt, but it says "My pastor's taller than yours." This is our official church merch, and so not just this shirt. I made this one because I don't care if anybody else buys it. I wanted to get it. But if you go to our website, at the very bottom, there's a button that says church. I think it says church merch. And we have a couple items there. We made some youth stuff. We made just some stuff to, for no other reason, to have something to represent Yakima, to have something to represent One Life. And before anybody comes up and asks me, I don't have any control over the amount of product they have, the sizes, and all that stuff. We're at the mercy of the website that we're using. I say that to say, because I know sometimes people will go on there like, oh, I want a large in this, or I want a large in this color, and they might not carry that. So I just want to put that out there, that it, if it says it's sold out, it's all based on the website that we're using. All right? So they have some cool stuff. You can get one of these shirts, because there's not many pastors that are taller, that are tall like him. And so just putting it out there. So we're going to show a quick video, and then we'll talk about that at the end.
Hay mucha gente que me pregunta.
Doctor Sunny.
Dicen Doctor Sunny.
Why are you going from place to place, putting all these big stages and putting all these chairs? Why are you doing it? My answer to them.
Y lo que yo les digo.
Is that we want to praise the name of Jesus.
Es que queremos adorar el nombre de Jesucristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a group of people right here.
Hay un grupo de gente aquí.
That is ready to praise the name of Jesus.
De adorar el nombre de Jesucristo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, so Pastor Sonny, the man yelling on the stage, is an amazing man of God. And he has a heart to do what the Bible says, and that is to unite the churches. And so this is his second year, I want to say, doing this. Originally, it was going to be at Fulbright Park. That's why I said new location at the beginning of the video. But they had to change it to Sozo Sports because just this last week, Fulbright pulled the permits that they had. And so I just have to say this, that if it seems like when opposition hits, we know we're in the right track. We're on the right track. Amen. And so he could have canceled it. He could have been like, all right, well, I guess we can't do it now. But he kept pushing forward, and within, you know, hours, he got the new location. It's going to be an amazing event. And so our part in this is we've met with Pastor Sonny, and we said, hey, we want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We want to pray for this event. And so please, if you can, be a part. It's going to be a Friday night and a Saturday night. You can go to one or both or whatever you want. It's just going to be worship, as well as I believe somebody will share a word. But the most powerful thing about this is that this could just be another event where we go to worship. Like we've probably all been to something like that. We've been to a conference, or we've been to some worship thing, right? And this could be just that if we allow it. The power in this is that all churches are coming together. And that's what I love. Even though Pastor Sonny is the one fronting it, you know, putting it on, doing all the groundwork and whatnot, this isn't Pastor Sonny's event. This is the Church of Yakima's event. And so that's what I love, is that we're not promoting, we're not putting one guy or one church up and saying, hey, we're going to go to this thing. But no, we're actually like, hey, let's go and worship as a church. Right? Regardless of what, you know, how you pray or how you worship, or do you speak in tongues? Do you not speak? Like, let's just go worship Jesus. Yeah. Amen. And so put that on your calendar. And that video is circulating around Facebook. And so we'll share it to our Facebook. And so if you guys want to share it and whatnot. So speaking of our city, we're going to pray for our city. And we're going to make we've been making declarations for the last couple of months. We're going to continue to do that. So if you guys can get to your feet, we're going to make these declarations over our city, believing God to do amazing, amazing things. And yeah. All right. So say this with me on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the Yakima Valley right now. And today we declare that my city will be saved, that revival will sweep the streets of the Yakima Valley, that every business, big or small, will thrive, that the families in my city will have all of their needs met. I declare that every politician in our city and state would have the wisdom of heaven, that you would use me in doing all of these things. And I declare that your will be done in Yakima as it is in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for our city. I thank you for the Yakima Valley. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Even with this event at Sozo Park, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are our healer, that you are our healer, that you're healing our city. I think it's so significant that it moved from Fulbright Park to Sozo. Sozo, which means healing, healer. Come on. Thank you, Jesus, that you are healing our city. Our city is not, it's not too late for our city. It's not too late for downtown. It's not too late for 6th Street. It's not too late for those areas, Lord, that are maybe less desirable, that people try to stay away from. It's not too late, God, that your mighty move of your presence can move in the hearts of our city, Lord. We thank you so much, Jesus, for who you are. In your holy name, amen. Amen. Men's barbecue. This is the 27th, which is this this Friday? The 27th at the Villalobos home. All men are invited. And again, I want to emphasize this, that this is a great opportunity for us to invite men that we know that don't have a place to call home. Even if they go to another church, like just say, hey, we're going to hang out with men of God and we're going to eat meat. Just say meat. Don't even mention God. We'll just, you know, Jehovah sneaky them. But it's going to be really fun. And let us know if you do invite other men. That way we just know for food count and whatnot. But this is the 27th at 6:30 at the Villalobos home. And then the following evening, this next Saturday, is our prayer night, 6 to 8. Again, we're continuing to put a spotlight on prayer in this house because we believe that God moves when we pray. Amen. So we're going to be praying here in our prayer room downstairs, 6 to 8. Everyone's invited. Again, this is something else you could also bring friends to, bring family to. And if you, you know, have a need as well, like we're going to be going after it that night. And then did we have a slide for the thing that we're doing on the deck? You're fine. So I don't remember the date either because I don't have a slide. June 5th. We are doing, we did this last year and we're going to do it again. We're having a picnic or barbecue, whatever you want to call it, after service. So June 5th, put in your calendar. Don't make lunch plans that day. And we have a sign-up sheet with my beautiful wife right here. And we're going to pass that around. And on there, if you could just put what you're signing up for and the quantity, I think that's on there, right? Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay. Awesome. So just to bring aside, you're not required to bring aside, but we just wanted to give you opportunity. I believe Pastor will be doing brisket again. Did we say that? Brisket and pork, and it's delicious. So Jesus shows up where there's meat is what I believe. And so, June 5th. Meat in his presence. And then is that all we got? And then just the offering. Okay, awesome. So please make sure you guys put that in your calendar. These are fun Just fun times to get together. Yeah, we can continue meeting on Sunday and doing church. We want to do these things as well because it's fun. And this is what brings us closer is when we get together. And the last thing is just thank you for giving. You guys can, you know, you guys know how to do it. You can give on the website. While you're there, you could also get some church merch. But you can give on the website, and you also can give in our offering boxes right here. So, is that it? Are we good? Okay.
Gay's sitting down, so she's going to leave it up to me. So this was going to be our message for today, but it's going to be a multi-part series. So I will just let you know what the main scripture that came to my heart about all of this. I was reading through 1 Chronicles chapter 28, and it's where David is getting ready to, he's going to be passing on and going to be with the Lord, and he's giving Solomon the instructions of how to build the temple. How many of you know there was a temple in Jerusalem that was built specifically by Solomon? Well, when I was reading it for the first time, I think it was a translation that I was reading in, and you guys will see this when I when we actually share on it, but it was the scripture that said that David had received from the hand of the Lord the plans for the temple. And it just leapt off the page at me. You know how sometimes you can read the word and it's like, oh my goodness, this is really speaking to me right now. And I didn't know exactly, you know, how it was all going to come together. So when I was studying today, and a bunch of scriptures, I kept thinking the blueprint for our life, what is that? And so as we will see, really what the blueprint for our life is the will of God, his desire, his design, his purposes for us. So over the next coming weeks, months and years, no, hopefully not that long, we're always kind of teaching on how we're supposed to live for God. But this is going to be specifically on the will of God, how the will of God applies to our life, how we see God's will for our life, how we see the God's will for mankind, what Jesus' will was in accordance with the Father. And so just be expecting to hear where it goes on from here. But the main thing is to know that God has something for you, and that if he can give David the temple's design and plans specifically as he wanted it to be, because he knew it was necessary, how much more does he have a blueprint and plan for our lives? And you know what? It says that my sheep hear my voice. And so I believe that through the word, through the Holy Spirit speaking to us, we can know what the will of God is. Romans 12:2, which is one of the verses that is in the process, is that we have the will of God and its perfect will when we're renewing our mind. I don't want to give all the thunder away. But how many know that the Lord is working in this day, in our hearts, in our lives, and that he's not done with us, and that he's doing a lot more in us than we even know and realize? That we're farther along in God than we realize. It says that we have the fullness of God. We're not bankrupt. I know some people say, oh, you know, the church is spiritually bankrupt. Well, the only reason we're spiritually bankrupt is because we're not living in what we already have. If we could live in just what God's already given us, like I said, we don't have to sit there and cry and plead with God to give us more of him. All we have to do is start walking in who we already are as a child of God, as you shared last week, with the right lenses, as we have been hearing. And I'm sure we're not telling you anything. The Holy Spirit hasn't been speaking to your heart. The Holy Spirit is speaking in this day. He has a word for the church. And part of that word is to wake up to who we are. We're to look in the mirror and realize that it's not just, a Christian looking in the mirror that's just barely making it. We're looking in the mirror at a son and daughter of God. We're looking at the mirror of someone that's equipped for this day and this time to be available to reach this lost and dying world. Amen? Amen. Well, let's stand. Let's pray together. Can we do Welcome the Healer one more time? because I think the Lord is healing people here today. Hopi, you're being healed, touched. Even if he's not healing you physically, he's healing your heart as you were prayed for. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for this day. I'm just going to pray, and then we'll sing the song, and then you can be dismissed afterwards and be blessed in the rest of your day. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and are continuing to do. Lord, we have an expectancy, God, for what we're going to see in our lives as a result of this time that we've spent with you. We know that spending time with you, we can't go unchanged, Lord. We will be changed, Lord, because we've been in your presence. And so, Lord, we bless you and we receive, Lord, your healing into our lives. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
Jesus, that you are a healer. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen.